roles after leaving the Army and writing this book was to become executive director of UTARI, the multi-million dollar research institute at the University of Texas at Arlington, where I spent 4 years developing robotics and other new technologies for the purpose of helping humanity. Which means technology doesn't scare me. So, adapting to virtual meetings and other pandemic-induced technological shifts came easy to me, and I'll teach you how to make it a little easier for you. I followed that experience by founding R. Lynch Enterprises, my consulting firm that's actively providing keynote addresses, leadership training, and historical leadership retreats to 19 companies and counting all across America, including 9 pharmaceutical companies, various IT companies, construction companies, an award-winning hotel, and one of the nation's largest retail grocery chains. During it all, I've also spent a significant portion of my time working with nonprofit organizations to ensure that our wounded warriors have the technology, housing, and support they need in the years that follow their great service to our country. Which means I'm still in touch with the roots of my Army career, but filtering that experience through a different lens now, putting all of my skills to use to make life better for people I care about. And taking care of people is my priority one. Leaving the Army wasn't an ending for me, it was just the beginning. I saw it as an opportunity, not an obstacle, and that is one of the key takeaways from this book. That's the way it works with adaptive leaders, and why, for many, the shakeups caused by the pandemic provided tremendous opportunity for positive change. If it didn't go that way for you, well, guess what? There will be other life-changing, world-shaking events in the future, too. Change happens. It's not a question of if, but when. And one of the most positive changes any leader can make is to never stop learning and to prepare for the unknown, so you'll be unstoppable no matter what the future may bring your way. For that reason, even if you've already read the first edition of this book, I hope you'll dig in here because the principles I talk about in these pages are worth reviewing more than once. I know this because the message of adapt or die has reached tens of thousands of people in the last decade, and the demand for these lessons has only grown stronger. I've not only sold thousands of books via 2 editions and a paperback version too, but I've been called to deliver an average of 2 speaking engagements per month since 2013. With even a lowball estimate of audience size of around 300 people per speech, that's 72,000 people in corporate America who've heard me talk about these principles in person, many of whom who followed up and asked me to return and advise their organizations again and again. Why is this book still so relevant 10 years later? Because these principles matter, and they won't ever change. Instead, as you take the time to review them and make them a part of your daily existence, what will change, what will become stronger, what will become better prepared to adapt to any challenge in the future, is you. Introduction. If you picked up this book, chances are pretty good that you've made up your mind. You want to be a leader. Or maybe you're already a leader and you want to be a better leader, a stronger leader. Either way, that's a very good thing. We need more leaders, true leaders, leaders who know what it means to lead and not just manage. America's got problems. Our governments, both national and local, our businesses, both big and small, our education systems, both private and public, even our churches and community organizations are facing budget cuts and shortfalls, global competition, shifting demographics, loss of morale and of moral direction, and a never-ending series of rapidly changing technological challenges that seem almost too big to bear. Yet all of this can be solved. I believe the solution to almost every problem we face is strong leadership. Leadership built on the ability to adapt. Adaptation, as history shows us, is the key to survival, not only in business or out on the battlefield, but also in life. The phrase adapt or die exists for a reason, and the best leaders, the strongest leaders, live by it. The world moves fast today, faster than a lot of seemingly capable leaders and even some well-oiled machines and top-notch organizations can handle. But true leaders